Is this Jim Gardner?
It is.
Good morning, Jim. This is Deanna and Justin. How are you?
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Justin. I'm good. Thank you.
This is, let me tell you, I've never been nervous for an interview in my entire life, and this is the one, so hopefully don't mess up.
That is so silly, but...
Jim, can I call you Jim? I feel like I should call you Sir Gardner, or like Your Highness.
No, come on, let's stop.
Uncle Jim?
Uncle Jim is okay.
When I told my parents that we were interviewing you, they threatened my life if I were to mess up. And I think they were about to call our boss just to make sure that they had him on the line in case we didn't do a good job. So, but in all honesty, my mom shared a lot of memories, and she has very fond memories of watching you and Jim O'Brien together.
Oh my, yeah, sure. That was an incredible time. He taught me a lot, and just by watching him, you know, just by watching his single-minded, intensity about his work. Everybody thought that Jim was, giggles and laughter and jokes, but Jim was so serious about his work and getting it right, and expanding his skill set into new areas, even when some people didn't think he could do some of the things that he wanted to do. And, he was extraordinary to work with. What a mentor.
You know, Deanna and I have kind of lived all around the country, so we've seen, we're actually from here too, which is nice. So that's why this is a huge deal. I feel like we've watched news broadcasts around the country, and they're all great. But in Philadelphia and the area, the people care about our news people so much. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't. That's a good question. I think, for our station, so many of us have been there for such a long time. And recently, when I say recently, I mean within the last 6, 7, 8 years, there really has been a generational change in terms of a lot of Action News folks who are on the air. So it may not ring true when I say that so many of the Action News on air people were on the air for 20, 25, 30 years. And so they really did become like members of the family, even when people weren't intently watching the news, a lot of Action News faces and voices were kind of on in the background while people are making dinner or doing homework. So, there's a certain familiarity and a certain, overstated, but, when you're in someone's house every day for decades, a relationship builds. And, I think that may well be what happened for a lot of our folks. And a lot of the new Action News on air people, I shouldn't get into naming names, but, Maggie Kent and Aliana Gomez, folks like that are so good and so smart, and they bring such a sense of youthful energy to our broadcasts that they may not be household names, but they sure will be. And, they're bringing so much to our efforts.
I don't think that's overstated at all. I think that's exactly how it is. When people are so used to seeing you every day, it's like it's a sense of comfort. You're part of their routine.
Yeah, particularly, excuse me, I have lost my voice over the last few days, which may not be the best thing I could have done on the last 3 days of my career. Yeah, particularly in, the tougher times. I think there is a sense of comfort. For instance, during the COVID crisis, we were there. I thought it was really important to come into the station every day. A lot of television stations, and I don't question, the way they dealt with it, but a lot of television stations had their anchors broadcasting from home. And some of our folks did that too. And in fact, the station asked some of our folks to broadcast from home. Mm-hmm. And that was, fine. That was a good choice. But some of us, for whatever reason, felt that it was so important to come into the station every day just to in some sense say, hey, we're here. So there is a certain normalcy that, you know, that continues. And I think some people took comfort from that. It was important, I thought.
You know, Alicia Vitarelli actually bragged about you on that note. We were lucky enough to have her at our Turkey-thon this past year. And she shows up. She makes an appearance every year. It's so nice to have her there. But the first story she told us was how you came in every day during COVID.
Well, if Alicia Vitarelli is bragging about me, then there's nothing else for me to say. Because that's the nicest thing that could happen.
More from Jim Gardner coming up next. Deanna and Justin in the morning on Mix 99.5 WJBR.
We are talking to the legend, the man who retires tonight after 45 plus years of service on 6ABC in Philadelphia, Jim Gardner. It's watching all these celebrations, and I know there's one at the end of the week, and I know there was a party for you the other day. In my mind, it's hard to wrap 45 years up and just kind of sum it. What do you attribute to your longevity in, you know, in Philadelphia? You know, is there a why or how or some sort of advice?
Well, from a very practical standpoint, it's good to work for a really good and competitively successful television station. And by that I mean when you're doing well as a television station, new people aren't coming in, new managers aren't coming in every 3 to 4 years to redo the station in their own in their own image. So those who are here have an opportunity to stay here. And that's a good thing, because in turn that helps us competitively. So it's kind of a, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy. In addition to that, it was really important to me personally to put down deep roots in a community. I did not want to be one of those broadcast news vagabonds that, who go to a city for 5 years and then another city for 6 years and try to climb some ladder, a bigger market. That meant nothing to me. I grew up in New York City. Going back to New York had absolutely no appeal to me. I love Philadelphia. I wanted to raise a family in Philadelphia. I fell in love with not just the culture of Philadelphia, but the personality of Philadelphia. You know, the slight underdog status and hey, you guys have nothing on us, you know, whether or not people around the country know it. And, it became a home. And so why look for something else?
Speaking of underdogs, when you started, did you ever think you would throw out the first pitch at a Phillies game? Because that's so cool.
it was incredibly cool. But I have to tell you, and I told this to Jamie Apodi on that day. So, I mean, I played high school baseball. You know, I fashioned myself, you know, a decent athlete. And I played, you know, baseball with my two boys from the time they were, you know, 2.5 years old until – you know, they had their own baseball varsity experiences in high school. It was the most nerve-wracking thing that I have had to do in 45 years in Philadelphia, because if you bounce it or if it goes awry, it is something that can never be erased. So it was nerve-wracking, but fortunately for me, all went okay.
I just think it's funny. My dad texted me the other day and I said, oh, I get to interview Jim Gardner. And he goes, you have to mention that he called me, my dad, to go to Columbia back in the 80s. My dad didn't go, and I think he regrets it, because now I can be like, oh, me and my dad both talked to Jim Gardner on the phone.
Well, now, wait a minute. Where did he go?
He wound up going to Moravian College in Bethlehem, but he was looking into Columbia. And he always bragged about it for years, and now I kind of have a one-up on him. So I feel like I fulfilled my destiny now.
That's funny.
So Jim, what is the first plan on the first day of retirement? What are you going to do that you don't have to set the alarm clock for the same time that you have been?
So I've got a tear in my left shoulder rotator cuff.
Oh, gosh.
So I have a doctor's appointment my first day off the job. hopefully, I'm desperately hoping they can figure out a way to calm the shoulder down so, you know, it doesn't require any kind of surgery, but rotator cuff surgery is supposed to be awful with a horrible rehab, and I don't want to lose, you know, a season of, you know, my pathetic golf. So I'm hoping I can do some PT and some other things that can calm it down. So yeah, that's my first day off the job, going to an orthopedist for a doctor's appointment.
Now the Sixers are home on Friday. Are you going to be there?
No. But I guarantee I'll be watching the game with my son Jesse, because he's you know when you're something of a sports enthusiast and you know you have children, you feel a certain, if not obligation, but a certain, well, you really want to pass that down, you know. And I have passed it down to my youngest son Jesse to a point where would he object to me calling him a sports maniac? I don't know. I guess I'll find out. But, you know, Jesse loves every conceivable, you know, sport. And certainly if there's a Philadelphia on the jersey, you know, he just loves it. And so clearly I'll be watching the game with Jesse.
Well, Jim, we wish you nothing but the best, a very happy and long, enjoyable retirement. And thank you so much for giving us the honor of being able to talk to you. You're just, you know, you're an idol for us. We grew up watching you. This is so cool.
I don't quite know how to respond to that, but you're so kind. And it was great talking to you guys. You know, have a great week.
Thanks, Jim. We really do appreciate it. This is up there in the interviews. Maybe number one.
Yeah.
Maybe no, I think it's number one.
I think you guys need to do some better interviews.